Hi, this is Nikki from Local Slash. Am I speaking to Alexis?
Yes.
Hi, Alexis, how are you doing?
Good.
Sounds good, sounds great. I'm calling with regards to your credit line, and it'll be in a call take around 40 to 45 minutes. It's not for a good time.
Yes.
Sounds great. And this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Alexis, I want to thank you for having Local Slash as your digital growth partner. So a goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so your team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I see here, Alexis, that you already signed the terms and conditions and you don't set up the security question with Amy. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called T&A Complete Clean LLC, correct?
Yes.
And the address that I have on here is 1107 Central Street, Mount Dora, Florida, 32757.
Yes.
And is this a home address or an office location?
Home address.
I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes, we have all three.
Amazing. Will you be able to provide me your license number and the expiration date? Just let me know if it is not handy.
Well, I can look it up online. It's in a phone call. Get it.
Okay.
This should be on public record, right?
Yep. Oh, let me see. So when you register your business in the state, you do require license for the service that you offer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did that in 2018. I just renewed it.
All right. But if it's not handy, it's okay. I'll just write it here. Just let me know.
Are you looking it up? Are you able to look it up? Or is there any? Let me try.
Yep, I haven't had it here.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right.
What am I looking at?
Would it be the EIN number?
Oh, no, not that one. That, so the business license number is different from the EIN. So as I mentioned earlier, when you register your business in the state, they do require license, not the business registration.
Oh.
Is that correct? Yes. If some states do require license, some states don't, but if your state doesn't,
I think ours doesn't. We had it for 2 years in a row. I have this number here. I'll just give you this number.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah, this was the last, well, this is, 2, well, this is the last one I had.
Is it this one calling or this one? Be that one, right? Let's just do a count number.
Okay, I'll have to look it up. I don't think, I think Singapore went away with that, but I'll just double check on it.
Gotcha. All right, I'll make it then. It isn't handy. And for your address, this is a home address, right?
Yes.
Okay, are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google have the rewards verified addresses with better local rankings. Like, are you okay to share your address online? Okay, sounds good. That is helpful. And let me just note that. Okay. And I just want to make sure that I got here the correct email address, and that would be, oh, let me just get it here. That's t.acompletelean@gmail.com.
That's right.
All right. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Okay. And I see that you don't have call tracking in your subscription, correct?
I don't think so, but it, I mean, it wouldn't hurt to have it.
Okay. So call tracking, later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that will lead to a contact you on. But for communications to local staff, can we still reach you in the primary phone number that ends with 7108 or 7058 or both?
Oh, yes. Both is fine. But we, okay. The preferred number is 407. 7058 number. That would be the main number.
This is the main number, the 7058. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that. And I do see that you already have the existing list. Yes?
Can we leave, I realize now, can we leave that being the main website and not have the tracking calls? Because it confuses people when it has a different phone number on the website versus what our business card says. So we just try to keep it just one number.
Mm, okay,
so if we could not do the tracking, that would be good.
Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why Amy lets them know that you're not going to do any tracking because you don't want to have any other number aside from the business line that was already used, the 7058, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
All right. I'm out of here. Okay. And I do see that you already have the website that we have here from us. That is tacompleteleanllc.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I see that Amy left a note that are going to do some changes on the website.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Okay, so like, what changes would you like on your website? Do you want to talk with our website team, or do you want to tell me right now the specific changes that you would like? Are you going to change the color or the content?
Yes. We're trying to just... The logo, for one, and we have our new one. It is on our Facebook page, but we're just trying to make it just a little bit more up-to-date, maybe more pictures, more modern, more pictures across the screen floating. And
we mostly detail RVs throughout the year, so we prefer to have mostly RV pictures on the website. We can have boats and motorcycles and trucks and cars, too, but mostly RVs. And then any planes that we have, we want those on there also.
Gotcha. All right. And do you have a lot of photos that you can send for the RV pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We have a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
But it is on Google Maps, most of the pictures, because I know how to upload the pictures there. I just couldn't figure it out on the website. And then on our Facebook, has a lot of just recent pictures, too.
Gotcha. Let me just go ahead and check that. All right. Well, anyways, have you checked the dashboard? Is it where you were having a hard time uploading photos?
Let me try to go ahead and do that right now.
Okay. Because if you have time and if you have new photos coming, please keep on uploading or send it to us if you're having a hard time. Because like, this is very helpful for the optimization, okay? New photos.
So, okay.
Let me see. All right. So I can ask you some questions that we have. All right. Aside from that, is that the only thing that you would like on your website? To change the logo, make it more up-to-date, post more pictures, specifically the RV pictures on the website? Are we going to keep the same like color scheme, or do you have any color scheme they would like?
Everything seems pretty good. I mean, the wording on the website is...
If I come up with something, then I will definitely send in, like, the what I want to do. At this very moment, I can't think of anything. I am driving, so I do apologize.
Gotcha. It's no worse with that. So, you're speaking with Tommy, right? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, yep, I'm ready to hear then the, you know, just little changes to the website that you have mentioned, but once you see the changes in the website, I will... you will receive an email, and if there's any changes that you would like, if you want to talk with the website team, just let us know anytime, okay?
Okay. Where do I send the pictures or, like, send things to communicate?
Okay. You can send it to photos.localsplash.com. Or if you upload it to the dashboard, you'll be notified once you upload photos in the dashboard.
Okay, hold on, let me write this for that. So it's called,
Photos.
Photos at localsplash.com.
Okay. At localsplash. Okay. So photo or photos?
Photos with that. Oh. Photos.
Okay, cool.
All right. So, yep, if you're having a hard time uploading photos on your app or on your dashboard, you can send it to us, but we always advise also that you upload photos on the dashboard, okay?
Okay. Right. And the lady, the lady was so cute, she was really nice, but she was telling us that our, for reviews, that it would be open to Google, Safari, or, like, the Apple platform. Is that already active, or... will that happen after we get off?
Oh, your reviews on your Google Business profile?
Yeah, we have a lot of clients that have Apple phones and they couldn't leave reviews and they don't have a Google account.
Okay. Yep. The thing about the Google reviews is only the people who have Google accounts can leave reviews on the Google Business profile. And since you have the other, let me see, so they can create any account. Can they leave reviews on your Facebook page so that on the reviews on your Facebook page, we can put it on the website?
Okay, so they need to go to Facebook to put the review, and then it goes from Facebook to our page?
Yeah, we can post your reviews on your Facebook page to your website.
Okay, perfect. So that's what we'll recommend, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And then she did mention that you guys were going to advertise ads on Facebook for us. Is that...
Yes. You do have Facebook ads as part of your package. So we're going to run ads for you.
Okay, perfect. And then you guys create the ads and we have good faith in you guys. We just, like, leave that up to you and then...
Yep, so we create the ads. Yeah, we will run the ads for you, but with regards to your Facebook business page, you own the business page, right? So we advise to keep it look active. So when people who are checking your ads will check on your page and they will see that, they've been posting photos, this business is active, so they can go ahead and send you information through the forms that we'll be working on. Okay, so we will discuss with the Facebook ads later.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect. All right.
Thank you for that. And if you have any questions, then I'll hesitate to cut me off. Okay. So, let's go ahead and talk about your keywords. Okay. Oh, one more thing. Are you familiar with Google Workspace? Because I see that you're not using a Google Workspace. Have you heard of Google Workspace?
Actually.
Okay. So, Google Workspace... Alexis and Tommy allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you have a domain name that is cacompleteclean.llc.com, and with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant readability. For example, you can have an email that says alexis@cacompleteclean.llc.com or tommy@cacompleteclean.com or info@office@cacompleteclean.llc.com. So that would build image trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. For this, we do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. If you would like to add it to your Grow Toolkit, you can always add this anytime, okay?
Okay. Yeah, we won't do it now, but...
Yeah, we can think about it. All right. So now, let's identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with a deal client looking to hire now. So my research here shows that you do provide RV detailing services or mobile detailing services, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, anything like the RVs, waxing, oxidation removal,
polishing,
paint corrections.
But with the RVs included with that.
Yeah, trying to pinpoint RVs more, so.
Anything like aviation detailing, marine detailing. And auto detailing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aviation, marine, and auto detailing. All right, but let me ask you first, do you want it to be found first with the keyword RV detailing or mobile detailing? What do you think?
RV detailing preferably as the top or like the top choice, or you know,
okay,
say RV mobile detailing, you know, that would be even better.
Okay. Well, anyway, since you do prefer RV detailing, I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords under RV. I'm going to go ahead and read it over. Let me know if you are okay with these keywords or if there's anything that you want to take out from the list. Okay? So I got here RV detailing, mobile RV detailing, motorhome detailing, camper detailing, travel trailer detailing, RV interior detailing, RV exterior detailing, RV deep cleaning, RV washing racks, RV ceramic coating, RV paint correction, RV polishing service, RV waxing service, RV carpet cleaning, RV upholstery cleaning, RV odor removal, RV mold remediation, RV roof cleaning.
Sorry, make a drop. Mm-hmm. What was that right before the roof cleaning?
RV boat.
Yeah. RV awning. Like, yeah.
The awning. Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. Yes, yes.
And RV sanitation service.
Okay. All that sounds fantastic.
What about the roof?
You've mentioned about aviation, marine, and auto detailing, so I'm going to add those keywords also because you do those service.
Yes.
Perfect.
Do you want to do the RV sealant replacement?
And let me see. Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
I don't know how to add the seals in at the moment, so once I figure that out, I'll call it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, anyways, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
How about RV roof coating? Put that in there.
RV roof coating. Let me see.
Yeah.
We only have RV roof cleaning, and we don't have RV roof coating. So I can add that.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Roof coating. What else? Do you have any?
Yeah. At the moment, I can't. That was what I was doing. So that's good. Thank you.
Okay. Gotcha. So just respond to the email once you think of any keywords that you would like to add, okay? All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and, if you will, your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you both is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from the competitors?
The attention to detail definitely stands out. We're a husband and wife team.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay.
Everyone loves that. I always tell everyone that we treat everything like it's our own, so we show everything with the greatest respect, not to damage or, you know, harm anyone's property.
We definitely do go over and beyond.
Yeah.
Mhm. All right. We always go over and beyond. So that means to say your customer service is top tier.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, definitely strive for excellence. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't really know
if people are happy, but everyone's happy when we're done, so.
Gotcha. All right. So you mentioned
that you're for 9 years, so it's, you know.
Can that be on the website, like, how many years you've been in business full-time?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm going to ask you for that. The business started 2018, correct? Okay, so do you want me to add it on the website, the business started 2018?
Yes, ma'am, you can, yes.
And how about, how many years of experience do you have?
I have 15.
My wife has 15 and I have 10, so.
Oh, wow. So 15 and 10. So don't put it here that you have, like, more than 15 years of experience. The business started 2018 and have more than 15 years of experience. Okay. Let me add that on the website.
Thank you.
All right, and more than 15 years of experience. Okay, so you mentioned earlier that this is a husband and wife team, so that means to say this is a family-owned business, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you offer fee estimates?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes, it is.
Okay. We can add those. And we have a very good description to start. And for your mission statement, I do have it here on the back end, your mission statement before. Are you going to use the same mission statement? It says here at T&A, let me just check it here real quick. Okay, so your old mission statement that was at T&A, complete clean, we pride ourselves on 100% satisfaction across the board through loyal and compassionate service. Are you going to keep the same?
Yes, ma'am. That'll work out just fine.
Okay. Your tagline, do you have the same tagline that you have before? We're here to protect your investment.
There you go. I like that still.
Okay.
we've kind of changed our slogan, if we can put it on there. If it floats, yeah. Flies, or drives, we detail it.
Oh, that's floats, flies, or drives?
Yes. If it floats, flies, or drives.
Mm-hmm. Floats, flies, or drives, we detail it. All right. Okay. And how many people work with your company?
Just my wife and I.
Okay, we got two here, and do you, okay. This is residential and commercial.
We do both.
Yeah, we do it all. Yep. Yeah, we do residential and commercial. It's more for, you know, like commercial would be a fleet. We do fleet services, where like fleet vehicles. We do semis. You know, I mean, yeah, we do company vehicles.
We are detailers for one of the hospitals. We do their
Villages Hospital.
Yeah, the Villages Hospital. We do their commercial vehicles.
Gotcha. So this is both. And can you provide me your hours of operation?
I would say 8 to 7.
8 to 7 Monday through Friday.
Yes, ma'am. And then Saturdays, appointment only, and Sunday close.
Gotcha. Saturdays for appointments only, and Sundays close.
Yes, ma'am.
And for your types of payment, do you still do cash, checks, cards, electronic payments, and yep, that's it.
Yes.
Okay. You don't do any Zelle, Venmo, Apple Pay?
We do. We do all three of those, yes. We do not do Cash App. We do not do, what's the other one, PayPal. We don't do those. Yeah.
All right. So I've added here the Zelle, Venmo, and Apple Pay. All right. And now that we have your business information, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your preference for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and waste your time. You may appear everywhere, but not always the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
Yeah, I definitely don't want to do those. Yeah, we get calls from golf cart things all the time for, you know, golf courses, and it's a waste of time.
Gotcha. So let's work with the first option. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key assets for booking high-value jobs. So I see it here that your business is located in Mount Dora, Florida. So for this, what service areas or specific zip codes or cities would you like to dominate? And again, Alexis and Tommy, I would love to give my suggestion. It's a one you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. So if you think you want to do counties, just let me know, okay?
Absolutely. Yeah. So Orange County, Marion County, Sumter County.
Okay, let me add it here one by one. We have Orange County. Okay. What's the next
Marion.
One? Marion. What else?
Within 2 hours, yes. I got it. Marion County. Mm-hmm. Sumter County. Volusia County. Brevard County.
Okay.
And, I mean, obviously, we live in Lake County, so if you want to, I don't know.
So we can add that. Okay, we can work with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 counties.
Yes, ma'am.
They all touch we're in the middle of them, and they surround us.
So.
Well, four call the corners touch, so we're like, we run around them. Is what
gotcha. Here. All right. As long as it's under 2 hours driving distance and it's
under
not that much. Okay. All right. No worries about that. And I'm actually checking here. I think we still have access to your Google Business profile. And let me check. Okay. We still do have access. So your Google Business profile is the one that has a lot of reviews. Wow. Okay, let me pull it up right here. All right, you do have 51 Google reviews, and that's all 5 stars. Keep it coming. Okay, it says only your clients before have Google account, you actually have a lot more. So if they do happen to create a Google account, please encourage them to leave reviews on your Google Business profile. You can send them a tiny link, your tiny URL link, okay? That is also helpful for the optimization.
And then for anyone that doesn't have Google, we send them our Facebook.
Yes, you can send them your Facebook account, so they ask them to leave reviews so that we can add that on the website. Because I'm also noting it here that we'll be adding reviews on your Facebook to your website.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Can we make sure that there's that can say golf cart anywhere on there? That we, I don't want it to say that we detail golf carts anywhere anymore.
Yep, there's no golf cart on the keywords that we have. Yep.
Awesome. Thank
but
you.
I also put a note that strictly no golf cart.
Award.
Award.
In the URL.
But anyways, you will check the keywords that we just went over earlier. You can double check everything. If there's anything that we missed that you don't want to do, please reply to the email, okay? Because we want to make sure that we're working on the correct keywords.
Okay. Right. We also won an award. We also won an award through Google based on our reviews. So they gave us a URL. We send that over in our email. You can put that on the website.
Oh,
they gave
us
a digital
URL
copy of it. Yeah, so that we could advertise it on our website. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you want to add your tiny URL link on your website for your Google Business profile?
No.
It's through Google reviews, business reviews, but it was just an award that we received from them. And they sent us a link that we can put it on our website.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put it in your website. So you receive an award. Can you send them over so we can add it to the website?
All right.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I will let our website team know.
Okay.
We have
and just that to the photos at localsplash.com?
Yes. Photos at localsplash.com.
Okay.
All right. And also, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You'll be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Sure.
Okay. So, I wanted you to maximize what you offer, especially if it is helpful with the optimization of your Google Business profile. And if ever Alexis and Tommy, you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard, okay?
Okay.
And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
We did. It's probably not active because the amount of calls we got was just, like, outrageous. Because it was going to the wrong audience consistently. So I think I shut it down.
Yeah.
Okay. Because actually, if you do have a Yelp page, we advise you keep managing your current reviews and content directly. But if you would like it to be optimized, you will need admin access. And we can optimize your Yelp profile for a better lead flow. Would you like our team to optimize your Yelp profile or...
Do you
don't have any access to
that? We have access to it. I have to take a minute to figure that out.
Yeah, it's been a while.
All right. How about this? I will be sending you an email on how to add this as admin to your Yelp page. And if you have access, get through the email so that we can work on optimization. Will that work for you?
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah,
all right. Okay, so I'm going to send you an email with regards to that in a while. And let's talk about your Facebook business page. I do see that you already have an existing Facebook business page. I'm actually pulling it up right now just to make sure that I get it correctly. Let me just check that it has the same number. Okay, 7058. Mm-hmm. All right, so I see this is your logo, right?
Yes, that's the new one. That's the one we're trying to put on the page.
Okay, did you already send it to the email? If not, please include it to the email that you'll be sending, okay?
Mm-hmm.
With the photo. Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good. And do you have access to this Facebook business page?
Yes.
Okay. Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we'll give you access.
All right. Okay. So I see, let me just check. I think one from my Facebook team already sent you an email. Oh, yep, they actually just sent you an email that says, oh, not yet. I'm going to resend that email for you. All right. So we don't have any access to your Facebook business page yet, only your Google Business profile. And you do have Facebook ads as part of the package. So I will be sending you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook page to get your ads running. Okay? And
okay.
That is a special link that you will receive. So that is a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. It typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information, so please do not make changes to your name, address, and phone information. So the email that is sent to you both, that is a special link. So it will ask you to log in with a personal Facebook that you use in creating your Facebook business page. But you don't have to worry. We will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page, okay, through the link that we sent. And I really do hope that you can add as soon as possible so that we can work on a correct timeline for your Facebook ads, okay?
Okay.
All right. So if you have, if you receive any errors or any questions with regards on how to add as admin to your Facebook page, just let me know. And let's talk about your Facebook ads, which is included in your strategy. So for your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your Facebook ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team to handle this for you?
Maybe see what they come up with.
Yeah, we'll let the team come up with something. That would be great.
Gotcha. But you'll be sending photos, so I'll notice here that you'll be sending photos that we can use.
Yeah. Or, okay. I mean, you're welcome to pull them off the Facebook.
Let me go ahead and, oh, or we'll try to check the photos from the Facebook?
Yeah, we're very, we're okay with using those these photos. It'd be those photos I'm going to send over, so.
Gotcha. All right. I'll note that here. And for your Facebook ads, Alexis and Tommy, there are 3 lead response methods, and you can only choose one. Okay? So we do have this form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. And we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. And we do have calls. So with calls selected, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click and complete the process to call you directly from your Facebook ad. So the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ads tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. So when someone presses the call button in the ad, the dial pad on the user's phone will ask them to confirm that they want to proceed with making the call. Some users actually don't follow through after clicking the call button in the ad, but this may still show as a call result. And the last one is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is also a good way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. So the messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on any business or service request. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook policy. But then again, Alexis and Tommy, I would love to give a suggestion because we highly recommend using the form fill because the form fill gives you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures there's no opportunities missed. Again, the other option for calls is Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Let's do the form fill, because when they fill it out, it goes directly to say that one. I'm sorry, say it.
When they fill in the form fill, you will receive an email and SMS in real time with the details from clients.
Okay, that's perfect. Yes, okay, perfect. Because it comes in text and email. That's great.
So it comes in text and email, so we really want you to reach out to the client as soon as possible, okay?
Yeah, so let's do that, and then
real time.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And then we'll get the form, and then we can call the person right after, once we get the form?
Yeah, you will get information, then you can call the person right after. You will get information
perfect, yeah.
That they will fill in the form. Okay.
Yes.
All right, sounds good. And one more thing, I do see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. So Google Ads allow you to make page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services. So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. Investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you'd be interested in getting started, we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results that you can add anytime. Okay? If you'd be interested.
Okay, so each click you pay for, and then, so how does that run?
Yeah, so the Google Ads, you're going to pay every time the clients will click on your ad. So every time they check on your ad, you have to pay for them. But if you would like to have a deeper discussion, you can give us a call so our team can really, or even Amy can discuss this with you if you'd be interested one day, okay?
Okay. Yeah, let's start with this right now.
Gotcha. All right. And I just see it here that you do have a logo, so you will send it. I will note it so our team would know. And you are available from Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed? Can we call you anytime?
The phone's pretty open. Whenever. All right.
Well, anyways, if you're not available, we'll try to leave your voicemail, and you can send us a text message or email when would be the best time to contact you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And now you will see several important emails from us soon. First, to view your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier, and let us know if you want to answer it just reply to the message. And if you have the project photos, videos, or logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low-resolution, we will add industry-staff photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Mm-hmm. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere and any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on the documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates, because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through your local stash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And, of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder. So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up a calendar real quick. It's going to be the same day, Monday. It's going to be on the 27th of April. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
No, that's fine.
Okay, what would be the best time for you then?
Let's do early morning. It's usually like 9.
9. Let me just go ahead and check the available slot for you. That's going to be 9 a.m. your time, right?
Yes, ma'am, if possible.
Okay. So, let me just check. Oh, you're in Eastern, so you're 3 hours ahead. We're open 10 a.m. your time. We'll be open 7 a.m.
Okay, let's do 10 a.m. then, yeah.
Okay, let's do 10 a.m. then. So So I'm going to go ahead and schedule you for 10 a.m. Let me check the slot. Okay. Anyways, I will add you to the calendar invite so you'll receive a reminder when we'll call. Okay. Let me have that scheduled for you. All right. And I haven't received yet your Facebook business page access. So if you have time later after we end this call, I really do hope that you can work on that, okay?
Okay, yeah. Let's find
All right.
We have one more job. We're trying to beat the rain. The rain's right behind us.
I'm sorry about that. It's okay if you can do it later or tomorrow. But I really hope that's going to be as soon as possible. All right.
Yeah,
you jumped up on onboarding. Thank you so much, you both, for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No, this is perfect. You were wonderful. Thank you.
All right. And also, Alexis and Tommy, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6625. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, that is Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat, so please feel free to call us back because we're here to help. If we can't answer right away, we will return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your email and thanks for status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again, you both, for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No, that's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care, you both. Bye-bye for now.
You too. Thanks. Bye.